This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
When you get a cancer diagnosis, your world stops. But not Fox Chase Cancer Center. When the science moves quickly, we move quicker. Because cancer is all we do. From the molecular level to the human level, we stay focused on your unique cancer. Not just following the science, but discovering new paths forward. Giving you a head start on better outcomes. Learn more at foxchase.org/where you start, because where you start matters.
Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
If loving Gogi is wrong, I don't want to be right.
What would Socrates say to that?
It tickles my fancy.
Okay.
Goosies.
I don't have hair!
Oof.
You got Marcos.
That's not.
Wait.
Yeah,
that's true. You do got me.
Get over here, Marcos. Let me look at you.
They don't want it.
Toby and Leroy, ready to deploy. Had to hit it with a little journalism, but that was a decoy. Better have about me, boy. Okay. Leroy and Toby, host of the show, man. Stairs and the stars with the show, and till then, his half moon open. Sometimes go taste like a snowman. No proof, I'm a lie about a motor. No proof. Like I always wanted him, I never hated him. I never traded him, and if I did, I never ever traded him. Know what is a star? Like under the city, the driver's side floor. Go take a large, so many more. 10 in the mar, never a bar. Hey, 10 in the mar, 2 to the P. Nothing to you, but it's something to me. Handsome as ever. Cuties can be, you can watch this on YouTube with you for free. This one time for the Twitch, this one time for the text, this one time for the phone line, whole time wonder what they gonna do next.
You know, I just wish you guys would stop the quibbling.
Ah, morning everybody! Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM. Hello, Leroy!
Hello! You think I was distracted with one TV? Holy smokes. I'm looking at 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 14 TVs.
This is a hell of a sports book. This is a dream. Could you imagine the days, Leroy? We are here live from the Hard Rock Sports Bar, which is now it's a sports book. And I was just thinking, Leroy, do you remember the days where you and I were in the outdoor old poker room,
yep,
that we would do radio shows at in our little corner, and look how far we've come, young chap.
Yep.
Look at this.
Look at this.
We got screens. We got betting stations. Can we get, you know, can we find something? Chili Peppers all day, Marcos?
Peppers all day. That's what this is about, dude.
This is exciting.
I got to get my stuff in for Thursday.
Yep.
I'm going to do that today.
We got to start doing brackets. So we are here because we got buckets and bets coming up on Thursday and Friday. We hope you guys can make it out there. Get your tickets at Ticketmaster.com, and you guys can get all the info at WQM.com. But this is going to be basically like, I'll give you guys, for our YouTube and Twitch audience, I'll give you like the looky-loo. It's like this, but on steroids. So it's going to be like wall-to-wall screens, crazy, drinky poos, Betty poos, Chili Peppers. It's going nuts, and so we can't wait. We're looking forward to action. Right now I have like 9 first takes on, and whatever the hell FS1 is doing these days. I don't know. I was just telling Leroy, like, I feel like they change their shows every week.
Yeah, same people.
I know Craig Carton's doing something, but I don't know the name of his show.
Like they changed basically they went in the closet and changed the shirt.
Yeah, but it's the, like it's the same hosts, but it's like it's always a different show. Like I never know where everybody is. And then I'm just like, oh, Craig Carton's doing something. And now it's a show with Emmanuel Acho, LeSean McCoy. I think that's Chase Daniel. Intangibles?
Chase Daniel?
I think that's who that is.
He got a show. I can't get no run. Wow.
You were on Sports Reporters.
Huh?
You were on Sports Reporters.
Yeah.
You know, an old friend came by last night, and I hadn't felt him in a while. And I didn't even know if I had it in me anymore. Because we'll get into our sadness, which obvious is there. All right. You guys can drink my tears, which are vast and plentiful. But before that, an old friend stopped by, Leroy.
Who?
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Team Petty. He's back! I didn't think I had it in me! But you want to know something? I watched the Warriors lose last night to the Denver Nuggets, and now I'm hearing Steve Kerr whining and crying, there's too much on Steph's plate. Boo! You guys got Jimmy Butler. Too much on his plate was 3 weeks ago when you guys were like, ooh, you never wanted him. And now you're realizing there's some give and take. And one of the takes is he doesn't beat the Denver Nuggets ever. Don't need Joker. Don't need Jamal Murray. If Aaron Gordon's out there, Jimmy Butler's losing that game. I didn't know I had it in me anymore. I was so excited.
What is wrong with you?
Woo, I needed it yesterday.
Oh, needed that.
I needed it.
Needed that.
I needed it. I didn't think it was in there anymore. I was like, oh, poor Steve Kerr. Oh, you thought that Jimmy's going to drop 30 when Steph can't? Sucker. Wow. This is exciting.
You know what else is exciting? You know you're in a casino when you see one thing at 10 o'clock in the morning.
Cheeks?
Bartender.
Oh.
Cheeks.
What? I don't know.
Well, there are people walking around like they planned on getting in the pool, but it's quite chilly.
Yeah.
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 Marcos.
Yes, sir.
We're right across the street from you.
I know.
It's how so you annoying. End up there?
So to get ahead of this, I was actually where you're at 7 hours ago to make sure everything was fine.
Oh, wow. You were running smoothly?
Yeah.
It wasn't Steph who's moving tables like a furniture?
Nope.
Like a furniture warehouse?
No. I was just scoping the area about seven hours ago.
You were laying the land.
Yeah, absolutely. Just so you know, everything is totally fine. You guys are all good. I made sure it was good.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's great.
There's nothing like having to drive past work to go to
work.
Oh,
my God. So sad.
It's like, Marcos, I'll see you on the screen when you take that 45-minute trip.
I felt like I drove by you guys, and it was just waving.
Well, you know it's not busy in here yet because Tobin was texting me that I want coffee, and then we just ran into each other.
Yeah, for sure.
So you know.
I would say my one thing, Hard Rock, you need some more coffee around here. Yeah.
Well, see, here's the thing. Here's the difference between Florida and Vegas, right? In Vegas, they'll let all of the, you know, chains come in and set up shop in the casino because it's so big that you have different areas where, you know, they could set up shop. So you have Starbucks, you have other, you know, casino coffee places or whatever. Here, it seems like, you know, just the high rent district, they want to either do everything themselves or, you know, have these boutique coffee places. So we went, I don't know, the coffee place, the line was too long, so we couldn't step.
It was a fancy coffee place.
Fancy. They had these little bitty, like, candies about this big, right?
But a line out the door.
$3 a piece.
It was crazy.
Gelato.
Can't do it.
Yeah.
Can't do it.
I can't do it.
So
we won't win it. Can't do it.
I have a question. Does the Hard Rock Bet app, I think there's Marlins baseball today on television.
Ooh.
Can I get some spring training chili peppers today?
Are you? I will.
Oh,
why not?
Dude, what are you talking about?
Let's just bet on something.
Wait.
Okay.
I'm going to say this.
Jeez.
And I'm going to say this as a friend.
But
if you bet on preseason baseball, me and you gonna have to have a talk.
Why not, dude?
Come on.
What else is there gonna? There's nothing else to gamble on at that time.
We'll be back on Thursday. You can put your chili peppers
in for
later. I just
need a little warm up. I need a little, you know.
No.
Get the old chicken wing loose.
You got to get, we got to get our brackets right. So you got other things to worry about. I'm going to get my bracket right. I'm going, I'm gonna have like a 17-team parlay to start the tournament off.
I like that. Yeah. I like that.
Men's, women's.
Let's get after it, dude.
I'm going. I'm going to tell you, there's not very many upsets in women's.
Is there not?
Early round. Not really.
Nah. Chalk.
The men. The women, it only gets, like, when you get down to 8, maybe even 16, then you can tell there may be some underseeded or overseeded team.
This is literally the most ignorant thing I do in all of sports, which is saying something. Like, but March Madness.
Remember, we had a thing where we would lose every year.
To Dina.
No, it wasn't Dina.
It was Dina. It was Dina Lang from the Sharks.
Dina Lang, yeah.
She would beat us in March Madness, and she would beat us in bowl picks.
Right.
But this is the most.
I'm thinking she got a ringer at home. She married a ringer.
Dude, if the Canes are not good in college basketball, I am out on college basketball.
Very true.
So who you think I've been paying attention?
Out.
Right?
Like, this is like me the only thing. Here's, wait, the wall.
Here's what he knows about college basketball.
Cooper Flagg.
That's it.
Cooper Flagg and that giant guy on the Gators. Does he play?
Does he play?
I don't know. I saw him doing layups, and he was just like, "Wee, yeah."
Yeah, he's very tall.
You knew that. Do you think that kid even likes basketball, or do you think he's like, "This is what I grew up to do"?
Let me tell you. Correct me if I'm wrong.
I don't know why I made him.
Everybody, everybody in high school had that tall guy in school, right? That the coach tried to get on the basketball team, but he could barely walk, right? Because he was so big. We had a guy that was 7'1". And the coach would do drive-bys all the time. "Hey, big fella, you think you could get us a rebound every now and then?" Like, I'm like, look at him walk away. No.
Oh, man. Very exciting. Very exciting. Shreethan says, Rutgers has 2 of the top 3 projected picks. Doesn't even make the tournament. How is it possible? We call that the LSU. That was Ben Simmons back in the day.
Oh. What happened now?
He's saying they got 2 of the top 3 prospects, like outside, but they didn't make the tournament. Rutgers.
Oh.
And that was LSU. Remember, they had Ben Simmons, and they were terrible.
Well, but guess what? So's Ben Simmons.
Well, he wasn't terrible like that. All right, we'll take a break. Headlines are brought to you by Doral Volkswagen. Doral Volkswagen, choose from over 300 new Volkswagen miles in stock, like the Tiguan, the Taos, and the Atlas. And remember, when it comes to Volkswagen, I apologize for that.
That was you. I thought that was Steph.
No, that was me. That was me.
That's why I looked at you like that.
The great deals are at Doral Volkswagen. The Miami Heat, they lost their 8th in a row. We'll get into it. 15 minutes of heat.
Do we have to get into it?
Yeah, we got to talk 15 minutes of heat. So, I mean, we can talk about other stuff once we get there, but we do have to start off with it. Yep.
All right.
I mean, it's something that hasn't been done in 17 years by this franchise. Oof. Back after this.
15 minutes.
Here for you on 560 WQAM, which is brought to you by Hollywood Kia, the number one Kia dealer in all of Florida. At Hollywood Kia, get the star treatment. We want to see you in a Hollywood Kia. Visit them online at HollywoodKia.com. Your Miami Heat, they lose last night. They lose 116-95 to the New York Knicks, their 8th straight loss. Something that has not been done in 17 years. And yes, if you want to do the quick math, that was the tanking season for Michael Beasley, where they finished with 15 wins. And no, it's never happened in the head coaching career of Eric Spoelstra.
Woo!
They got outscored 41-15 in the third quarter yesterday.
Welcome back, old friend. Third quarter.
Oof.
Woo!
41-15. The Miami Heat got outshot from 3 for the game. In the third quarter, The Knicks were 7 of 10 from downtown. For the game, the Miami Heat were 6 of 23. 5 of them
were by dunks.
Were by Duncan Robinson.
So nobody else made it through.
Wow.
And that's what has plagued this team all year. It's like one guy will be great from three, but the team still won't be any good as a team from three. Like, we only have – listen, from a night-to-night basis, only one, maybe two guys are going to get hot. Here's the kicker. Spo doesn't know which two guys – if he looks down to me, he has no idea which two guys are going to be hot, which means you need more consistent players.
I saw somebody that I wanted during the break.
Oh, because he dunked from, like, the foul line?
Did you see that dunk from Zion last night?
Come on.
Over eight people.
Wow. Hey.
Leroy.
We don't have that. We don't have that.
Come on.
No. Wow.
But, again.
Even though they lost by 40.
After what has happened the last few years, I'm not taking no chances on injury.
Why
injured
not?
Players.
We have nothing.
I'm not.
We have nothing.
Okay,
we have nothing.
Dude.
We got Leroy. Do you know what happened last night?
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to know what happened last night?
I saw it.
J-Fig, do you want to know what happened last night?
Tell me.
Marcos.
Yeah.
Do you want to know what happened last night?
Yeah, I do want to know what happened last night.
I'll tell you what happened last night. But first, I need a caller. 305-567-0560. 305-567-0560. And I'll tell you what happened last night. Because it was a black eye on the franchise last night.
Wow.
As to what happened.
Just now?
Last night.
No.
A black eye on the franchise.
Here.
Something new happened
last night.
This
is what they're doing right now.
Tap machines. White flag. Throw the towel.
What are you doing?
Throw the towel, Rock.
But I mean, for
it does feel like Spo's throwing the towel. It really does. I know he likes to talk about competing and all that. We'll hear from him here in just a second. But I'll hear what happened last night. But first, I need to call in 305-567-0560. 305-567-0560. And I'll tell you what happened last night, but not until I get a caller. Okay? So if you want the show to continue, 305-567-0560.
Why are you subjecting others to this?
I think they're hurt, dude. I think Heat Nation is hurt. I don't know if anyone wants to hear any more about how.
I understand.
To people when they're too busy crying, Tobin.
Crying.
First of all, I can't help my emotions. You know, they are what they are, Jennifer.
Yeah, but sometimes your emotions tend to, what's the word I'm looking for? Mm-hmm. Overdo it.
Do they? I feel like I've ridden the.
Your emotions got you shot with a tranquilizer gun.
I feel like I've ridden the ride just fine. I feel like I've been appropriate at every single turn. So, you know, I don't know. I don't know what to tell you. Sorry.
Like, you can do your best, but it's been a rough season, dude. It's been a rough season. Every night, I'm looking. You saw that Tracy Morgan thing? That's what was the Heat season yesterday.
Yeah, did you see that? Tracy Morgan vomited on the court. He got very, very sick.
And is there
it
any
was
word
a
on how
lot.
He is
it
now?
Wasn't just a little bit.
No, it was a lot. It was a lot. It was a lot. And then apparently he was bleeding from his nose, according to some people on Twitter.
Oh man,
really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was no. He's like he's apparently in bad shape. I mean, that delayed the game a long time.
Well, yeah.
It delayed the game a lot. It was a lot of vomit. Did you see the picture?
Yeah.
It was a lot.
It was a lot of vomit, but there was also
a
lot
of
blood.
Really?
It wasn't a little bit of puke. It was a lot of puke.
You saw what?
I'm taking it he went to some emergency.
I mean, they
he had to be dehydrated.
I don't know. Is there like TMZ? That seems like it's TMZ Sports Alley. What's the call? Who do we have on the line, Jennifer?
RVA Richie's on the line. Oh, he was
RVA Richie.
Sorry,
he
just hung up.
Yeah, he just hung up. We have somebody else, though.
We have another caller on the line, though. Caller, what's your name?
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Kickstart your new year with a rewarding career at the HK Group. HK is the leader in heavy construction and contractor site materials with over 80 locations across Pennsylvania, New Jersey, and Delaware. HK offers a wide range of opportunities, including heavy equipment operators, CDL drivers, mechanics, site supervisors, engineers, and project managers. 100% paid benefits designed to promote healthy living, financial stability, and career growth. The HK Group does not discriminate. Apply today at hkgroup.com. It's your future opportunity.
Survivor 48 is here. And after every episode, dig deep into the show with On Fire, the official Survivor podcast. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcast.
Christian, Tobin has a question for you, dude.
Christian, how are you?
Yes, I'm great. Well, not after last night, but yeah, I'm great. Yeah.
Do you want to know what happened to the Heat last night?
What?
All right, here's what happened. Last night, the Miami Heat were passed in wins.
Oh, God.
By Joe Cronin's Trailblazers.
Oh, man.
That's Woo! Where we are, Oof. Christian.
Jeez. So
that's
such
he just hung up in sadness.
Was he right not to want any Heat players?
I mean, it's hard to argue, right? Joe Cronin's like,
I told you no one was better than Scoot. I told you no one was better than Scoot.
I mean, yeah.
I don't know why I made him Pat McAfee.
You see what they put out there. Tracy Morgan vomited as soon as Terry Rozier got to the scorer's table.
I mean, dude, Terry Rozier is. I don't know. He's something. Joe Cronin has passed the Miami Heat in a year since Damian Lillard said he wanted to come to the Heat. What the hell happened to my life? I was so happy last July 1st. I was so happy. I thought we were going to get Damian Lillard. I would have given him anything. Anything. And you guys had to bully him.
First of all,
I would have given him anything but Bam and Jimmy.
You're saying that now.
Anything.
He's saying that now. But when we were talking about it, he had a list of like five guys that,
That's where Lil Sweetener came from.
Five guys.
Mm-mm. Lil Sweetener.
We had five guys that weren't on the list.
By the way, we are 3-11 without Nikola Jovic. I told you this guy was the engine that made everything go.
I mean, all he really has to do is be tall and hold his hands up.
Nah, there's something about him. He's the straw that stirs the drink, dude. He is.
Really?
Yeah, he is. There's just something about him. You would never lose eight in a row with Nikola Jovic. It would never happen. You wouldn't.
I mean, here's the kicker behind that. You're assuming that he was going to play. Because you know Spo does.
Nah,
crazy.
He was the number one. He was the number one man off the bench. And you know, it really made the big rotation go.
When you say that the guy that was probably the most important to this not happening was Jovic, and Spo was playing him sparingly.
He was playing sparingly. He was playing a lot of minutes. He was just a sixth man. took pride in being a six-man, dude. Didn't whine about it. I told you, it's his franchise. Everybody else, you're on thin ice with me. Jovic, I love you. I'm sorry this happened to you.
I mean, the best, the guys you like the most are the guys that aren't contributing to this.
How is that possible? What? What? Don't look at me like that.
You think it'd be different if he was playing?
100%.
Okay, and that's, we can.
Well, by different, I mean we're not 10 games under 500.
Here, in make-believe Tobin world.
Don't say that.
Right?
I don't like that.
In make-believe Tobin world, we can say that because there's no way of proving that.
No.
That's just like you saying a few years ago, if Tyler wouldn't got hurt and Gogi wouldn't have got hurt.
Tyler didn't get hurt.
Who was Gogi and.
Well, I here's what I'd like to say.
What?
You like to say, I don't know that it wouldn't have been different. But to me, you're silly to think it wouldn't have been different.
And the we're both making assumptions. No, if I assume one way, or you assume the other way, we're assuming because we don't know.
If Goran Dragic would not have broken his foot, we would have a ring right now, and I will not hear otherwise. He was the leading scorer. He was the heart and soul of the Heat. And if you say otherwise, you're blissfully ignorant, my friend.
Blissfully ignorant.
Blissfully ignorant.
And blissfully. He's throwing in adjectives.
Now we're
see,
yelling
you don't
at
want to them. You want to know something? You don't want you, the ignorant
you,
to hear
you,
know,
you are blissfully right? ignorant.
Because basically, the only place after just plain ignorant, so it's blissfully ignorant, then it's just ignorant.
Leroy?
Then it's just
no,
dumb.
I just want you to stop.
And then you're dumb as a box
you
of rocks.
Stop.
So there's levels to this.
You need
so
to stop.
Right now, I'm still pretty good.
No, you want to
like, I'm not, okay, I'm not an idiot.
I just want to be
right?
Simple. Right now. Right now.
Okay. What?
I have let go for years the fact that you cheated your way to a championship. But you said, you can't assume if they even knew the plays that they wouldn't have gotten good touchdowns anyway. And you
right.
know what? I let it go. You want to know why?
What?
Because you're my friend. And you've sat here and you debunk any credit to Goran Dragic saying, nah, it wouldn't have mattered.
No, all I'm saying is this. It's easy to make assumptions on what would have happened.
Oh, it was easy.
And that's what you're doing
oh,
now.
Easy.
That's what you did then, right? You not only said the games would have been different, you said that he would have won.
They would have. We had Kelly Olynyk. That's who was out there with Jimmy Butler.
Again. You're still,
no Goran Dragic.
You're
bam
still,
with one arm. Couldn't even do push-ups.
You're still making assumptions. That's all I'm saying.
Ow.
I'm not saying you're wrong or right. If I'm saying
no, no, no,
wait.
No, no,
if
no, no.
if I
don't
say
do that.
Wait.
Don't do that.
If I say definitively it wouldn't have happened, it's no different than you saying definitively it would have happened.
If the
leading
the
fact
scorer,
of the matter is they didn't play. Okay. We're making assumptions.
I'm not making
but assumptions. You don't know for sure.
Okay, guys.
So you know for sure.
Yes! Yes, I do!
And that's
he was cooking!
I'm going to let you hang your hat
he
on that.
He was cooking!
I'm gonna let you go ahead on and hang your hat on that because you know I know your team has got you not in the best of moods. You want some feel good, so you can just go ahead on and make that assumption.
I don't need feel good. I just don't like how you brought – first of all, you brought it up, not me. You brought it up, not
I'm
me.
Just saying about assumptions. You're assuming
– I'm assuming –
that everything this year would be different
no.
if Jovic was healthy.
Yeah.
I'm saying they've been playing third quarters all year. They've
not
been
like
having
this.
These comebacks
like
all
this.
Year.
Not like this.
Okay, so it's different now. But they've been doing the same thing all year.
It has not happened on Nikola Jovic's watch. That's what I'm saying. When his hand broke, so did the heart of the team.
Would Jovic break his nose?
That's so rude. That's so
what?
Rude. He
no,
broke
what?
His hand.
Oh, his
he
hand.
Broke his
sorry,
hand.
Sorry, sorry.
He broke his hand. He
sorry.
Did break his nose at one point this year.
Yeah. He broke his hand. All I'm saying to you is this. I understand.
No, you don't.
Where you're coming from.
You
I do. I do.
You don't. Look at that.
I do.
Look at that.
Look at that.
The Serbian Terminator. Remember when he gave Steph Curry the DX chop?
And you're saying, if he was playing, would you be 500?
Yeah, probably. Which is so
hey.
Much more tolerable than what we are now.
Hey, bartenders, cut him off.
No. Bring more
what
ale.
What has he drank today?
Like
just a coffee. Just a coffee.
Hmm. I'm just trying to figure out, like, that's crazy.
Uh-oh.
Nice. I'm not, again,
I'm not saying that what he's saying isn't true, but I am saying that we are making a lot of assumptions that just if a guy was playing, the team would be better because they've been doing the same type of stuff even when everybody was playing.
Dave South says if Jovich was playing, they'd be a nose under 500. He's probably right.
Point for Twitcher.
We're live here from the Hard Rock Sports Bar. Come say hello. We're here till 2 p.m. We are here for the week, basically. We're going to be here today, Thursday, and Friday for Buckets and Bets. We're going to be over at the ballroom. We are turning that thing into the ultimate college basketball tip-off weekend. Giant screens, drinks galore, gambling, all for the great college basketball tip-off weekend. You guys can scan the QR code here. If you guys want to get your tickets, you can come by, scan it, and get your tickets. Come say hello, or you can go to Ticketmaster.com and get your VIP packages and tables available there. Looking forward to seeing everybody out there on Thursday. We will take a break. Back with more after this. WQAM. We are at the Hard Rock today from the start of our show all the way till 2 p.m. Come on over and say hello. Gotten the rats off a ship thrown at us, some gooseys thrown at us. We are here. We're promoting Buckets and Bets, which is coming up on Thursday. We got the ultimate college basketball tip-off weekend. Hope to see you guys out there. I am going over to the kiosk next break, and I am going to see if I can bet on some spring training.
Yeah!
No, you're not.
Come on, man!
I thought you were going to stop him, Leroy.
Come on.
He went rogue. He didn't go over there yet.
I was reading.
He said, I'm going to.
I was reading yesterday a little bit of Barry Jackson's Marlins season preview, and he goes, this is for the 25 of the 26 Marlins you don't know. I'm like, totally fair. Totally fair. Totally fair. Did you guys know we have a first base battle going on right now?
Do we?
Oh, yeah, dude. Oh. We got Huff and Puff, you know, who's
on first? I don't know. Third base.
Exactly, dude. That's right where we are. And so, you know, I'm going to go bet on some spring training action, baby. Just a little action.
No, you're not. Are you crazy?
I'm going to bet the over.
Are you crazy?
Those late innings. I feel like every Marlins game I've tuned into has been like 11-5.
And you know what's going to happen?
2-1.
2-1 Philly.
2-1 Philly.
Here it comes. And it serves you right for betting preseason baseball.
The
baseball during the regular season is torture.
Yeah, you're right.
And you're going to go preseason?
You don't know. You know, this might be the year we get our maybe Peter Bendix is building us an 06 Marlins, you know, a respectable rebuild with Dan Ugla and Hanley Ramirez. We didn't know Mike Jacobs was going to be this.
Okay.
A pedestrian power-hitting first baseman. Mm. Maybe Jonah Bryan is that.
Okay. You have lost your mind.
Let's get to a little road to repeat here, huh? Brought to us by our friends over at Celsius. Leroy brought the Celsius to the Hard Rock today.
I did.
Hockey fans, don't sit this one out. When it's game time, make Celsius a part of your play and get that energy up. Game day is fueled by Celsius Essential Energy Drinks, the official energy drink of
your Florida Panthers.
The Panthers are off until Thursday, but they are back home. They're going to practice tomorrow. I'm endeavoring to get us a cat, trying to get us a cat for tomorrow. We'll see. But they're off today. Much-deserved day off for the Cats. Now, last night in the NHL, take a little looky-loo at the Atlantic Division. We had the Maple Leafs kick the snot out of the Flames, 6-2. Big game from Austin Matthews for them. I believe he had 2 goals and an assist yesterday. So that's no bueno. And then you had the Lightning shut out the Flyers 2-0, Leroy. Mm-hmm. That damn Kucherov. When is Kucherov going to stop? Is he just going to go forever? Is that what the Russians do? Because there's eventually
they seem to play forever.
What else do I do? Go to home to wife? No. No. I play.
Nikita, come please. Kucherov family dinner.
Oh, Mrs. Kucherov want me to ask. Please, Lightning, sign me to lifetime contract so I can't leave.
We need you here.
Can you say his name one more time?
Nikita.
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 Honestly, when you said that, I thought it was Marcos, but it was him.
So they both pick up a couple points yesterday. So they are now 2 points back of the Panthers with a game in hand, Leroy. They have a game in hand.
Okay. What if they lose it? Now, hockey's a little different in that you don't lose points with games in hand. So the only opportunity you have is to make up points. But all the other sports, right, you could also lose those games and end up worse. Right? Like, if you have 75 points in hockey and you don't win another game, you still have 75 points. So that game in hand could matter because you can get a point, you can get 2 points, or what have you. But in other sports, game in hand don't mean nothing.
Well, tonight, what do we got? Are they back at it tonight? We got back-to-backs for them? Because I feel like we got nothing but back-to-backs.
Are you guys in the same room chit-chatting?
No.
What? They are in the same room chit-chatting.
You guys are in the same room chit-chatting.
You know. What? We're doing a show.
Oh, are you? Leroy's watching cat videos, dude. I know what's really cool.
No,
and that's the cat videos we're talking about, okay? Like,
you,
the
can I just tell you what's adorable about this man?
Okay.
Because he barely opens up Twitter. And so, like, he's watching videos that are 3 weeks old, but he goes, look at the cat. He looks like he's driving.
Leroy, share with the class. I'd love to see it.
No, you're a child.
Really?
You are. The Leafs play on Wednesday. They got the Colorado Avalanche, so big test for them. They got a couple tough ones coming up, so we'll see. But the Panthers will be back in action on Thursday on the road in Columbus. Columbus has come back a little bit on this. I believe they lose last night, Columbus? I think they lost 2-0 as well.
Hey, look, other teams have on the same stupid green hats.
Do they? 2-1. The 2-1 penalty, yes. The Blue Jackets lost.
You know, when you flipped out over to the Marlins in the green hat?
Uh-huh.
Look.
I didn't flip out. I said I liked them.
Minnesota has a green hat.
Yeah, that's the St. Patrick's Day spring training tradition.
Right.
But I liked how it looked because I think this – usually it's a white logo, and they went orange this year.
Can I just say this? Why are they starting baseball while teams are still playing preseason games?
They've done that for a while.
I know, but it's still stupid.
It's kind of goosies. Like, you get – because show
– So they're going to go back to Cactus League and play more spring training games.
They do that all the time. They've done that for like 10 years.
Stupid.
They've done that all the time. And it's kind of goosies now because Ohtani gets to go to Japan.
Well, yeah. That part is great.
That's pretty cool.
But the fact of the matter is they're playing regular season games. Then they're going to come back and finish off their preseason schedule. That's stupid. Why not just start? You have camp earlier. The teams you play have camp a little bit earlier. And then you play those games a week before and then come back, rest, and then start the regular season.
Nikita, we have gender reveal party to go to.
Oh, my God. Jackson Dart moving up.
Bobrovsky.
Mrs. Gutierrez, please, no parties. I just got on skating.
That's what you always say. You said after last Stanley Cup, you come to all parties. You see what happened to Giselle. I leave you. You pick puck over you know what.
I'm going to start working out.
You said you would go to Vasilevsky's gender reveal, and where are you? Oh, I have to go practice. Andre's not practicing. He's putting the pads away.
And that's why the Panthers have passed us.
They've passed you because Barkov is better.
I'm sure that's...
They're always so educated about the sport as well.
Dude. We'll take a break. Our Tua is next.